Though the thunder has rolled across the years, sometimes shaking me to the core, and lightning has struck my house a few times, though the storm has pounded in my head and outside circumstances have nearly ripped me apart, I can say with all sincerity, through it all, Jesus has been my close companion. I have come to such a place of surety which is so necessary to all people that I know the Lord is with me and I shall never be left needing more than Jesus. It is well with my soul. Regardless of all the madness which surrounds me, regardless of all the insanity I have perpetrated upon myself through wrong expectations, poor choices, and twisted thinking, regardless of all of that, it is well with my soul. Alone in a dark room at age 19, too high to realize I needed a Savior. Regardless of my inebriation, I met Jesus. That night, for some reason, it seemed like a good idea to ask the very Jesus I hated and did not believe in to come into my life and take over. I didn't plan it. I didn't hope for it. I didn't pre-think it. I didn't particularly believe it. It was just time, and so I called on his name. Many, many years have followed, and I've had to choose Christ again and again, sometimes every morning, all day, and again at night. I was told countless times, Jesus has got you, but I really don't think I believed it like I thought I believed it. The days have come and gone like the seasons, and through it all, my eyes have been on Jesus. I can honestly say it is well with me. Even when my eyes can't see, it is well with my soul. In Mark 6, Herod had his morality challenged by John the Baptist. It irked Herod so much that anyone would have the nerve to challenge him. He had John arrested and put in prison. Now, don't you know, as John sat in a dark place behind bars, he was probably a bit dismayed. Scripture doesn't say, but my guess is that John knew his fate to some degree and found comfort in the arms of the Lord whom he served to the end. He knew, regardless of what men would do, it was well with his soul. In Acts 12, we read that James, the half-brother of Jesus, had been put to the sword. About the same time, they rolled Peter up and threw him in prison also. To top it off, not only was Peter in jail, but was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and there were even sentries in front of the door as further security, guarding the guards who were guarding Peter. Reading Acts 12, it's easy to think he was probably cold, very uncomfortable, and more than a little hungry and thirsty. If he was, I can also understand how he would also be discouraged. But he knew something. He knew Jesus. He knew the Lord had grace for him, and that his love was higher than any mountain and deeper than any sea. He knew God gives light in the darkness and restores every heart that is broken, and even in the worst places it was well with him, no matter what men would decide to do with him. The Lord has poured out grace and brought us out of darkness and fills us with peace. He is our help in time of need, and we can't help but sing. For He is faithful, and all His promises are yes and amen. He pulls our lives from the ashes and sets the captives free, whomsoever would be free. He is faithful forever. It is well with my soul. In Acts 16, we read that Paul cast an evil spirit out of a woman. Her pimp, which is about all her master amounted to, complained, and the multitude rose up against them. The magistrates grabbed them up, had Paul and his team thoroughly beaten, and then threw them into prison, giving a jailer the responsibility to oversee them. Then in Acts 16:25 it reads, "And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them." Why did they sing when everything about their circumstances screamed at them as to the unfairness of their circumstances, demanding an answer as to where was God? Why? Because they knew whom they served, that the Lord was with them, would never leave them, and it was well with their souls. No other name is greater than the name of Jesus. We can rethink it all, redecide our redecisions, but the bottom line is Jesus. He has broken down the power of sin and darkness. He shakes the whole earth with righteous thunder, leaving us breathless in awe and wonder. It is Jesus and His amazing grace and unfailing love. He took your place and carried the cross that should have been yours to carry, and brings your chaos back into order, that it would be well with your soul. There is no other after Jesus. He is sufficient, Lord of lords, King of kings, and Prince of peace. Friends, after such deliberation within myself, after much searching and struggle, I can honestly say it is well with my soul. How about you? If you'd like to be able to say it is well with your soul, then pray with me. Jesus, forgive me my sins. Come into my life and take over, Lord. I can't do it anymore. I need you, and I want it to be well with my soul. Let it be so from now on and forever, my God. If you prayed that with me, friends, you've got to know those are not magic words, but the beginning of a new life walking with the Lord of Lords. They are words for you to use every morning and every night, for you to choose Jesus with every day. You have everything to gain. I want you to know, like I know for myself, it is well with my soul. Come to the river, come home, taste and see that the Lord is good. What do you think? Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.
Grand earth has quaked before, moved by the sound of His voice, and seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard. And through it all, my eyes are on You. And through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on You. And it is well. Far be it from me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see. and this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well. It is well. So let go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and wind still know His name.
Through it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well.